I guess so.
Yeah.
They used to have two, they had one or two or three boats.
Yeah.
More than that.
Yeah.
They had a couple above the falls and they had a couple below the falls.
Yeah. They never took them over the falls, you go over the falls.
Old Tygeeka took one over the falls, and they, when they took it over the falls, they killed that Paradis, that Reason Paradis father. That's the Reason Paradis father, old George.
Yeah.
Paradis father.
Yeah.
I don't know the age of it, but they run away, or something.
That was an accident.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they used to build them above the falls and leave them up there.
Yeah, they used to saw the planks with a up and down saw, a man on top there on the side of the hill.
Yeah.
And they used to put skids up and then they used to saw that with a man on top and a man
on the bottom. I wonder what became of those old boats. They're all rotten?
Yeah, left to my boats and broken, and they all rotten.
Yeah.
And then they have the mast board there, you know, in the road. As many times as I haul on that hedge, they used to call that a hedge.
Yeah.
So you'd throw that rope over a rock or over a log, you know, so it couldn't get tangled in the horses.
Yeah. How far, there was different distance that the horse was from the boat. Horses.
Yeah, about 100, 150 feet.
About 100?
Yeah, so you get to quick water. When you used to go to quick water, well, you used to put them right on the bow of the boat.
Right near the boat?
Yeah, on two ropes.
Yeah.
I was thinking often, if the hedge got the rope when they were jumping them horses there, and I don't know where that would cut a man like it would never happen.
Yeah.
Man was on the saddle.
Yeah.
And when you used to leave the back shore, your horses should go afloat. And when you used to go to the falls, your horses used to go afloat.
Go afloat?
Yeah, you know what? You used to have horses, you know, you might have, you know, 10 teams hauling, you know, and then it was night and day almost. And you could see when you heard, when you left the camp, I always leave the camp at daylight, you know, so I meet the teams coming down over the road. And if some horses wouldn't get their ears down and say just like good morning, there you had to go drop a half a load or a load, the horses is done. I don't know if they were pretty good shape between men and all. But if they were 10 and they looked at you when they meet you, they were good. Could say my horse is all right for a while yet.
Yeah.
But you take a week or two of hard hauling, cold weather, and if you drove your horses too hard and then meet a man in the road, they wouldn't look at them. They were too much.
Then you'd have to give a horse a rest.
A rest, you know, drop a load or a half a load a day or something like that. You could tell by that.
But still, Bill, the horses used to go up in the woods and they come out pretty fast.
Yeah, the yarding used to be fat, but hauling off the yard, then they used to have that number there, you know.
Yeah.
And the boys, you wouldn't want to get beat, you wouldn't want to be where you want to be the head of the car. And yarding there, in old times when I seen the Barbary there, and down in the side of Stamper out in Branch, must have been 7-8 teams yarding. And they wouldn't have asked the number of the logs. Loud. The clerk would go at the table and say, easy, so before the other fellow wouldn't hear it. And Sunday, every man used to go and see almost how many yards that team yarded and how many logs that team yarded, if there were big.
Yeah.
They couldn't see that. So all booked.
Yard.
What was hauling off the yard, they used to put that in a cab and then load.
Then there was a lot of competition.
Oh.
In yarding and in hauling.
Too. Yeah, you take hauling, Diddy, my brother, by the wind of the Paradis. There was about 50 men that used to come out of that Barbary settlement there in St. Blair.
Yeah.
Oh, they were awful powerful men. And Diddy had always a crew of them, 9 men. And Diddy had always a good team. Team we don't. We used to have them big and good. And he had to be. Them Barbaries wouldn't let him not be.
Yeah. They had to be leading the parade all the time.
All the time. Yards, hauling off the yard the same way.
What's the farthest they hauled with horses, Bill?
The farthest?
Yeah.
Oh, we used to haul on a 2-ton mill. That was about 4 or 5 miles. The team was supposed to from 18 to 20 miles a day. That couldn't be done.
Then you'd lose time loading and you'd lose time unloading.
Yeah, but not too much.
Not too much, yeah. No,
I tell you, them see the men, then, you know, it didn't take long to unload and not long to load. We had talking yards, the yards above. The year that I was back at school, I was looked at, I only had 6 bad horses all off the yard. And around the road. And I had $1 a day that year. And I was paying maybe Jim on $3 a day to drive my big team. I don't remember if you want to remember that. The chocolate, you would get that chocolate off. And her cutter, the nail of a big horse had a white nose and with a car. That was an awful team. We used to weigh about 1,800 feet. And I had a long nose. And we used to have a pole to boil the kitchen and warm up the men to the water. I had a pole to pay there. That's you. When you got there with your horses, that's the water your horses. So you wouldn't stop at all. We used to make 3 turns.
3 turns a day.
Yeah. And that day you used to put in 25, 30 logs to a load. And the horses, you know, that we used to get sick of them good load. And him, I don't know, he had a way, he used to tie his horses at the lane to the chain, top chain, the front top chain, and he used to take his shaky sled, and then he used to take the feeder with the roller. And he never used to get up or nothing. And the horses used to get down there and fall and fall, and you couldn't see that load moving at all. By and by,
Start moving
and jump on the load.
Well, and your roads were pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah.
Mostly downhill.
Mostly downhill and then level. Some old fellows was going with a shovel, and we used to get on our belly and look if there was a lump in the road.
Yeah.
If there was a lump in the road, they used to go and cut it.
They used to ice them too, Bella,
yeah,
didn't they?
Yeah.
They used to ice them, huh?
Yeah.
And then when you went down a pretty steep hill, how would you do it?
We used to have to ground. Hay, rotten wood was good. But if you got stuck on hay or rotten wood, you were stuck forever.
Couldn't start it again.
But ground, all that you had to do, it was set on your own, and by and by that load would start.
Yeah.
You know,
the heat of the runners would melt it.
Would melt it and get cold again. And after a while it was colder, then they were good to start. But that hay that used to stick there, and you had to shove it up. But we used to dig holes, you know, and at night before we left, we used to make a great big fire and get there about 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock, because we're so very busy. But when the road was down, we'd have the hill grass. We had a kind of a tabagan, you know, and a tub on that.
That fire used to keep the ground sawed out,
yeah,
wouldn't freeze, so you could put it in the hill.
Yeah.
What did they call it when they tied a rope around the log and twisted it around the tree?
That's snubbing.
Snubbing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They do take the knot, and when I was there, they had them snubbing machine that they used to call it. And seaboard you had that. Just like you seen them hoist there on the, when they used to hoist for potatoes?
Yes.
With a handle?
Yeah.
And that's the way they used to have
they
it down
to,
here. They used to go down that hill there. And from the lock at the Rapid Genus there, not with the heavy country there.
Yeah. I remember once I was in the woods, you know, selling watch. I was going from camp to camp, and at the head of Glacier Lake, I think it was Alec Differy was the boss of the camp. And they had a very steep hill they went down, almost the side of a mountain. They used to have to snub all the loads that went down.
Yeah, with a rope around
with a rope around the tree, and the fellow would give it.
And when the ground got on that brook, the first one that they had 3 horses breast to breast there. They tried that. But the devil, the horse in the middle there, they couldn't stand it. They wouldn't stand it no more than it.
Yeah.
It was heat between the two horses.
Yeah.
So they only hauled that year. And it was hill there, and they used to make sheds over the hill with barrels. so they could turn the bear around all the time.
Yeah.
It was deep enough that they couldn't.
Wouldn't put snow, so the snow couldn't get there.
Yeah, so it wouldn't snow.
Yeah.
It's too much downhill, so.
Now, Bellum, how big a load would they haul? How many logs?
Oh, they would haul from 30, 35 to 10.
According to the length of them?
Yes, and how the road was.
Yeah. And of course, Bellum, this was all green lumber, wasn't
it? Oh, yes, and the whole length.
Yeah.
If the log could go to 6 inches, they wouldn't cut logs in two for that.
Yeah.
They might blow it in two in the roof, but the roof was down.
Yeah. But how long were some of these logs? What's the longest?
Oh, about 75, 80 feet.
It'd be that long, huh?
And the biggest fruit that I ever seen that was on last Jim Tubby was cutting there on McKinney's Brook in the other day, scale at 1,400 feet.
1,400 feet of sawed lumber in that log.
Yeah,
in one log.
That's the only one that I've seen that big in spruce. Yeah. I've seen some 500 feet, 400 feet up. But pine, some of them big pine, they go 200 feet, 2,000.
Yeah. But they'd only haul two or three of those pines.
Yeah.
They'd cut them shorter too, wouldn't they, the pine?
Yes, the pine got them shorter.
Yeah.
It was Wild Joe Gentler that hauled that log that I'm telling you about. And they made it out that when you got it, it was blocked and they had it to block the head. And he had on it that way. And he did it.
Bellum, you used to call them bobsleds that they hauled them on.
Yeah.
Now on these bobsleds, you could lengthen between them, couldn't you?
With chains.
You had chains.
Guide chains.
Guide chains.
Yeah. You could put them 30 feet of steel in there. And a lot of haulers, they used to have them reach poles.
Yeah, they used poles.
Yeah, long poles.
Now, Bella, as I remember seeing them, they used to cross in the middle.
Yeah.
Why was that?
So go straight, but they wouldn't have followed that way.
Oh, I see.
That way, that would follow the road when they were crossed.
Keep them straight.
Yeah.
And they had, in front, they had a bunk, was it a bunk they called it?
A rocker.
Yeah. It used to...
Yeah, and behind they used to have a bunk, but after a while, they got two rockers.
They got two rockers.
Behind that was really easy to do. The rocker behind the rocker in front, in front.
Yeah. Oh, they had two rockers, huh?
Yeah. And two carnivores. Four carnivores, too.
Yeah.
But when they had a bunk, a bottom in the middle, right? All it had was staging. I had to have a piece of iron that you used for that bunk on the bunk behind. But after a while, they got all rockers. And on all horses, they got the rockers.
Rockers, yeah. That was interesting work, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody, of course, was just sleeping on boughs and on long poles. And not too good a job, neither. But we were happy. Go up there in the fall, in August. The man got down at Christmas, a married man. His wife had to be sick or something like that. And then you were there when they used to vote, they used to be made. And after they were done voting there, there was no more mail or nothing going to the bank. Your wife died, there was no, she had to die, you would never know anything about it. But the 8th of December, that you could go up on the ice. It wasn't a, there was a way there that God had made, there was a time then, the 8th day of December, you could kill a pig or kill any beast and feast it. And you could tote on the river then, on the other day. It was open places, but there was places.
There was a way to get around it, huh?
To get around that you could tote on the ice.
Did they do much toting on the rivers, Bellum, or did they cut tote roads?
Well, they done that in old times. You take like Mitchell, didn't it? It was too long that Mitchell cut that tote road. They used to tote on the river.
They used to tote on the river,
yeah.
Huh?
And Comer came to the toted on the river when they had a big old set of brooks that way up to the Long Lake.
Yeah. Shepherd Brook was on
Ray Brook was on that side.
Yeah.
Shepherd Brook on that side.
Boy, that was a long, that was, Shepherd Brook must have been about 40, 45 miles from the mouth of the Allegash.
Oh, yes, yes. It was about 25 miles from the Comer people.
Yeah. Yeah, and Cunliffe's depot was 18 miles from the mouth, wasn't it, from the back shore?
Twenty miles from Gardner's.
From Gardner's to Cunliffe's depot.
On the coast.
That'd make it about 45 miles.
Yeah. That was all told of that stuff with horses.
All with horses, huh? And boats.
Yeah.
Wonged boats, they called them, huh? Yeah. Did you ever do any driving, Dylan?
I drove just one spring with a pole on the little mistake hook and when the dam broke.
Yeah.
I told you I went down and took the guy out of the
You were cooking on the drive.
Yeah.
But you never drove yourself, did you?
But after a while, after that year, I guess, it was as I say, I used to stay for the drive, and then Thomas used to bring me down on the corporation.
Yeah.
Where Kate's house is now.
Do you remember, Bella, when the corporation first took over?
Yes, it must have been all close to the 19th. Not too much, 1903, 1904.
Yeah.
Before that, they used to drive right down.
Right down St. John's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About the 19th.
Did each man that owned the logs, for instance, Cunliffe's logs, did he take them right to St. John's?
Right to St. John's.
And
then the McAllister used to take it. The McAllister and McIntosh had it on the St. John River.
Yeah. Then there was a St. John Lumber Company on the St. John River too, no?
No, that was after.
That was afterwards.
The St. John Lumber Company, that was Brown.
That was Brown, oh yeah.
That come, oh, I don't know.
That must have come around 1910 or 1912.
Yeah, something like that.
Because I went on the drive in 1913, and I went on the drive for Brown.
Yeah.
We went up on the Baker Branch. It was way up on Brayley Brook.
Did I tell you on that story there, the way that the ground broke there with there were two of them in the bank? And
no, I don't think you told us that.
That's the way that ground went through bankruptcy. You know. When the Standing Owls that year there, they was working in the bank, ground and his chum. And that chum wanted to take money out of the bank to buy shares for putting the oil business. And Brown didn't want it. So he told Brown, he said, I'll have my revenge on you someday. And that year it was going hard. And they had a mortgage, or a note for $25,000. And they seized the logs after they was in Grand Jury. And they couldn't sell them that year to hell of that. So that's what made Brown through bankruptcy.
They went through bankruptcy, huh?
They had to file all the logs. And the next year, put them in the water and dry it and sell it. You take a year, there was nothing at all.
Yeah.
That's what busted them. Well, we'll quit over tonight and we'll strike another night if you don't sit there.
Yeah,